We're here on KSOM, and we're getting ready for high school volleyball action tonight as Logan Magnolia takes on AHSTW. Joining us now is the head coach for the Panthers, Steve Field. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your volleyball team coming into tonight's matchup against the Lady Vikes?
Yeah, we're feeling good. We've juggled with our lineup quite a bit this year, kind of a younger team trying to figure out the right combination. We've lost a lot of close matches, close sets, so that's been frustrating. I don't think our record indicates how good of a team we are, but we're looking to build some momentum as we conquer the conference season.
Yeah, well, you just broke a little bit of a losing streak by beating Arweva at the Boyer Valley tournament. What do you think has worked for this team? What are things that are the strengths of this team right now?
I think our versatility. We have some players that have moved around different positions. We've had some injuries to key players, so we've had to have other people step up in other areas. So, the willingness of people to kind of try new things, try new positions. I think, our whole program is built on, ball control and defensive intensity. So I think if we can keep building on that and then be smarter attackers, we're going to have success. Every match I see us doing, getting a little bit better, and it's just kind of believing that we can close out those tight matches is going to be huge for us as we progress through the season.
So what are some of the position switches that you've gone through?
Well, we've had one of our seniors, Ava Sloan. She has played pretty much every position on the court that can be played, just because we've had to move people around. People have been sick. We've had injuries. So she's been one of our setters in our 6-2 system, but she's also been a middle. She's been an outside, been a defensive specialist. So that's the main one. We've had some kids come off the bench, who haven't seen a lot of, playing time, who stepped up in key roles, either on the defensive side or, as our right side hitter core is kind of trying to figure out who's going to be there. But yeah, Ava Sloan's been the big one in terms of she's our most versatile player, and moving her around based on matchups and how we're feeling, and if we have enough people in that are healthy in certain positions. So having her be able to play a variety of positions has been really big for us.
So who have been some of the players that have come off the bench that have had to now getting more time?
We have a freshman, Whitney Hawkins, who, she'd been on JV up until last week, and we moved her up, and she's just a really good athlete, really, learning a lot, growing. She's really I think she was second on our team in digs last weekend and hadn't played a varsity match in her life until last week. So she's been the big one. And I think she's only going to get better and better and better as she adapts to the faster pace of the varsity game versus the JV game. We've had, because of an injury, we've had Avery Hinkle, who came off the bench, had basically just played a lot of JV also. And she's been one of our starting middles and also has played right side. And we a sophomore, Allie Gill, who played sparingly, played mainly JV. We've had her play a lot of right side. So, and they've all stepped up and not been intimidated by, the situation of now I'm playing a varsity game versus JV. And they've, they've showed us that they, they have a lot of potential.
So, AHSTW, what do you know about the Lady Vikes that you're going to have to deal with here tonight?
I think they're similar to us in a, they're going to play some scrappy defense. Just looking top to bottom in our league this year, there's no easy team. And I think they've had some good wins this year. They've, they're kind of like us, they've struggled in some matches where they maybe could have won. So I don't know. I think we're very similar, to their team. I kind of looking to break through. I know nobody picked either of our teams to finish very highly in the conference. And I know we're both of our squads are looking to show people wrong that we are good teams. And I'm looking for a battle, a defensive battle. And then you know, the whoever can win the serving and passing battle is probably going to be victorious tonight.
Well, it should be an entertaining matchup. Really appreciate your time, and best of luck tonight. Thanks so much.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Steve Field, head coach for Logan Magnolia Volleyball, joining us here on KSOM.